This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the criticisms that have been offered of Governor Romney's policy proposals, specifically his tax plans, one is that they have been almost completely free of specifics. He wants to lower everybody's income tax rate, he says, but he hasn't said much about how he'll plan to do that, how he's going to pay for it. Until last night, when he offered up one possibility during an interview with a Fox television affiliate in Denver.
You could say everybody's going to get up to a $17,000 deduction, and you can use your charitable deduction or your home mortgage deduction or others, a health care deduction, and you can fill that bucket, if you will, the $17,000 bucket that way, and higher income people might have a lower number.
We sent Marketplace's David Gura off to spend his day exploring what a $17,000 limit on deductions might mean in actual practice.
Under Mitt Romney's proposal, there'd be this $17,000 limit on what you could deduct on state and local taxes, on what you give to charity. Richard Kaplan teaches tax law at the University of Illinois.
Well, at a minimum, it affects all of the people who itemize deductions.
And that's only about a third of all Americans.
That's people who have deductions for mortgage interest, charitable contributions, that sort of thing that exceed the standard deduction.
Which is what most Americans take. This year, it's about $12,000 if you're married, filing a joint return, about half that if you're single. Alan Viard is a tax expert at the American Enterprise Institute. He says a cap on deductions, by definition, targets the wealthy.
When you go up to the highest income levels, nearly every household is itemizing.
Now, if you have a big mortgage or if you've had a lot of medical expenses, those deductions could get you to that $17,000 threshold pretty quickly. Romney has said he wants to lower tax rates for everyone and pay for that by closing loopholes and doing away with some deductions. Howard Gleckman is with the Independent Tax Policy Center. He says that with this new proposal, Romney gets to avoid hard choices about what deductions to scrap.
So if you say we're just going to limit them across the board in some way, you don't have to have a political argument about cutting the mortgage deduction or cutting the charitable deduction.
Gleckman says there's still a lot we don't know about Romney's overall tax plan, but floating a proposal like this one may help him make inroads with middle-class voters. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.